In today's business world, most companies are stuck playing catch-up. They restructure, downsize, and re-engineer, getting smaller and better, but rarely different. While these approaches might solve immediate problems, they don't create the future. The real challenge isn't just improving what exists, but imagining what could be. As Gary Hamel and C.K. Prahalad argue, the most successful companies don't just adapt to industry changes, they drive them. They compete not just for market share today, but for the opportunity to shape tomorrow's industries. Think of Apple reimagining the music industry with iPod and iTunes, or Amazon transforming retail through its marketplace platform. These companies weren't just better at what existed, they created entirely new possibilities. Why do successful companies so often fail to see the future coming? The answer lies in what Hamel and Prahalad called genetic coding, the deeply embedded assumptions, biases, and mental models that managers develop through experience. Like dinosaurs facing climate change, companies struggle to adapt when environments shift dramatically. The difference is that, unlike dinosaurs, companies can deliberately change their DNA. But this requires learning to forget. When managers share identical backgrounds and experiences, dangerous blind spots emerge. Entire industries can suffer from this genetic sameness. Just look at how U.S. automakers in the 1970s collectively missed the quality revolution that Japanese manufacturers were pioneering. Creating the future doesn't require abandoning all of the past, but selectively identifying which parts serve as pivots to the future versus excess baggage. What separates industry leaders from followers isn't resources, but resourcefulness. Not market position, but market foresight. The future belongs to companies willing to abandon the comfort of the familiar and venture into uncharted territory with imagination and courage. Industry foresight means building strong assumptions about future directions, not precise predictions. Companies with superior foresight become intellectual leaders who shape industry transformation. Motorola envisioned phone numbers belonging to people rather than places, while Apple reimagined computers as intuitive personal tools. Foresight requires childlike curiosity, speculative thinking, and empathy with human needs. Companies struggle to imagine the future because they view it through existing market constraints. Technical innovation typically outpaces product innovation, which in turn outpaces business model innovation. Breaking industry orthodoxy means challenging established assumptions. Canon exemplified this when they targeted $1,000 copiers in 1979, creating the revolutionary cartridge-based system that launched the personal copier market. Strategic architecture connects present capabilities to future opportunities. Like an architect balancing vision with practical blueprints, companies need high-level plans showing major pathways forward. This framework identifies key competencies to build, customer groups to understand, and channels to explore. Companies need a broad agenda for capability development that provides direction without constraining execution. Strategic architectures must continuously evolve as the future becomes present, requiring ongoing investment in forward-looking perspectives. Emotional and intellectual energy, not cash, drives companies toward future success. Resource-rich companies often lose to poorer rivals, as shown by Honda, Canon, and Compaq outperforming their wealthier competitors through resourcefulness born of shared purpose. Strategic intent serves as the heart that energizes an organization, creating purposeful tension between current resources and aspirations. It manifests in bold goals, like Komatsu's aim to encircle Caterpillar, or British Airways' vision to become the world's favorite airline. While every person yearns for discovery, many corporate mission statements remain generic and uninspiring. Effective strategic intent offers a compelling destination that appeals to both hearts and minds. Like Kennedy's moon mission, it creates meaning beyond financial targets and commands genuine emotional investment from employees. Resource leverage separates industry leaders from followers. Japanese manufacturers excel at this, showing superior labor productivity, lower overhead costs, and more efficient R&D spending than Western competitors. For example, GM spends 4 times more than Honda on R&D without proportionate gains, while Philips outspends Sony without better results. Resource abundance can actually harm strategic thinking. When resources seem unlimited, companies make careless rather than creative bets. GM's massive factory automation investments exceeded its implementation capacity, leading to failures. Without effective resource leverage, bigger investments mean bigger risks. Companies can achieve resource leverage through 5 approaches: concentrating resources on key goals, efficient accumulation, complementing resources for higher value, conservation, and rapid resource recovery. Komatsu exemplified this by first focusing on quality, winning the Deming Prize in 3 years, then systematically building other capabilities. This disciplined approach enabled them to challenge Caterpillar despite starting with fewer resources. Core competencies are integrated skills and technologies that open future opportunities. Companies pursuing market leadership must develop competencies that enhance customer value, even when specific products remain uncertain. Building world-class competencies typically takes 5-10 years of focused investment. Companies like Sharp and Toshiba invested in flat-screen technology based on broad market potential. Sharp's foresight helped capture 38% of the $2.1 billion LCD market by 1992. A core competence must enhance customer value, be competitively distinctive, and enable access to new markets. Unlike physical assets, competencies appreciate with use, as seen in Honda's engine expertise expanding from motorcycles to cars and generators. What distinguishes a company in one era often becomes standard later. Japanese automakers' quality advantage shifted from a distinctive capability in the 1970s to an industry baseline by the mid-1990s. Getting to the future first offers substantial rewards. Establishing monopolies, setting standards, defining competitive rules, and building hard-to-duplicate infrastructure. While pioneering has risks, creative resource leverage can minimize them while maximizing learning. Competition for the future occurs in 3 stages: developing industry foresight, shaping migration paths to future opportunities, and establishing market power in emerging spaces. Market learning beyond traditional research is essential. Companies must maximize learning through expeditionary marketing, launching products to learn rather than waiting for perfection. Toshiba demonstrated this with laptops, launching and withdrawing more models in 5 years than competitors' total introductions, allowing them to dominate the market. Global preemption is crucial when markets emerge. Gillette launched Sensor in 19 countries simultaneously, while P&G rolled out Pampers Faces across 90 countries within 12 months. Success belongs to those with imagination, capability-building discipline, and the speed to seize opportunities before others. What prevents most companies from creating the future isn't outdated equipment, but an installed base of thinking, unquestioned conventions, and myopic views. Companies that have been highly successful often struggle most to unlearn habits that hinder future success, while children and industry challengers often see opportunities that incumbents miss. The naive questions that children ask before learning to fear ridicule often reveal the future's most exciting opportunities. When EDS faced industry disruption, CEO Les Alberthal engaged 2,000 people to create a shared strategic vision: globalize, informationalize, and individualize. The most successful companies don't just improve existing practices, they fundamentally rethink what's possible by challenging industry orthodoxy and pursuing ambitious alternatives. This combination of questioning conventional wisdom and pursuing bold goals separates companies that shape the future from those that merely inhabit it.